I'm thankful for this time and thankful for the opportunity to share a word with my brothers and sisters as it is the day coming up soon called here in America, Thanksgiving. When the colonies got together, it had a rough year, and they decided to just stop and take time and be thankful. So that's what I want to share with everyone today from the subject, Just Be Thankful. Just be thankful. And I have four scriptures that I'd like for you to look at with me today. And the first one is in Psalms 100, verses 1 through 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17 and 18. And Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. And Philippians 4, 11 and 12. And I'm thankful that you all recognize the fact that that is not the technical way to do a sermon. You normally take one scripture and one verse and you go from there. But for me, I really like to study. And I usually like to have scriptures upon top of scripture to verify scriptures and to also prove what I say comes directly from the Word of God. With that in mind, I want to stop and take a moment and ask the Lord to help us. Lord, we come to you this morning thanking you for this opportunity to be on the radio with Brother Melvin and also to share a word with my brothers and sisters as it relates to Thanksgiving. And God, I cannot do this without your power. But with your power, all things are possible. And I'm just so happy and so thankful that you have given me the opportunity to share today. God, I thank you. Give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, when we think about the word thankful, I guess the question would come to me first, is just what in the world are we talking about when we say, just be thankful? Now, when I say that, I recognize the fact readily that in my own life, and that the Lord blessed my wife and I with six children. And so whenever Thanksgiving came, or when Christmas would come, or their birthday would come, if the kids didn't get what they wanted, they would be a little bit disturbed. So the question comes today, are you thankful? Or what does it mean? Does it mean that when you have a plenty, or you're getting what you want, or when all things are well, is that what this word thankful means as it relates to the Lord? And I say no. I say that the Lord is looking for us to be thankful even when we don't have exactly what we want and as much of it as we want. Our job still is to give God praise, because it makes no difference if we have it or don't have it. Somehow or the other, God is still with us. And I give God the praise for that no matter what. One particular scripture, and you'll hear me use this particular scripture, even at the end, we'll be even closing with that scripture. And that is the scripture that says, in Psalms 34, it says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Now, this word, give God the praise at all times, that means when you got it, when you ain't got it, when you would like this or like that, and like this and like that don't happen, still give God praise. So the word that I'm using with you this morning, and that I hope that I can leave this in your heart, and that is, just be thankful no matter what happens. Be thankful. All right. Let's start with the very first scripture. The word says in Psalm 100, which is a very short book, listen what the psalmist said. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Psalm 100, I'm looking at. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Everybody, all you lands, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with thanksgiving. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are the people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter, watch this one. Enter into the gate with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. And listen, these are the words that the Lord gave me to use for our subject today. Be thankful. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever, and his truth endureth to all generations. In other words, what I'm saying is be thankful. Now, when I grew up in Mississippi, back in 1933 when I was born, and after I got up big enough and to know the difference between what it means to have it and what it means to not have it, we didn't have the kind of thing that I provided for my children today. We did not have a big Christmas, and we'd go out and cut down a Christmas tree, and we didn't have lights on it because we didn't have light. How about that? We didn't have light. So we put popcorn on the tree to make it look like something was going on. But the bottom line is, what the Lord is asking us to do, and what I'm asking you to do, and what I'm asking you to join me with, is to just be thankful. Because the Lord is good. It don't make any difference what go on or what does not happen. God is still good. And I love the opportunity to say that, just be thankful. And a second thing I'd like to bring to your mind, if you need to work, at least I do. Let me talk about me. And that is to work on my thinking. But my thinking sometimes, my thinking stinks. I don't know about you, but sometimes my thinking stinks because I want things my way. If I ain't getting it my way, I am. So we got to work on our thinking and ask ourselves, what is our paradigm? We got to check to see what our paradigm is really all about. And sometimes we think that the image of who I am Bishop Hearn, and don't you forget, you know, these are things that the devil would eat us up with. And we think that bigger is better, more is better, having more than other people is better. Romans 12:3 says this, for I say, through the grace given unto you, unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. But to think soberly, accordingly as God has dealt to every man a measure of faith. So don't think about yourself more highly than you ought to. So I'm saying that bigger ain't always better. Sometimes our mind get all tangled up that we don't know the difference between what is bigger and what is better. And God is seeing after us and making sure that we recognize the fact that he loves us and he cares for us even when we don't have all the stuff that we want. Come with me to another passage of scripture, and that is found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17 and 18. Listen what he says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 17 and 18. Verse 17 says, pray without ceasing. With your stinky self. Well, I'm not just talking about you all. I'm talking about me. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. What are you saying? Hear what I'm saying. I'm saying be thankful when you don't have it. Be thankful when you do have it. And be thankful when you see a brother or sister have it and you don't have it. Because that's one of the things that I used to kind of bank on. I wanted to be the big dog. Has anybody out there ever think that you want to be the big dog? Well, if you didn't, you're better than me, because I had that funny smell for a long time. But God gave me victory over my own thinking. So my own thinking self, God gave me victory over. Well, let's see. What do you mean by just being thankful? That means being thankful for nothing when you ain't got nothing. And you look around and say, well, what in the world am I being thankful for? Well, you can say to yourself, because God is good. And his mercy endures forever. Come to another scripture with me. You all know I like to deal with the scripture. Come with me to Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. Listen what the author, and by the way, I don't know who is the author of Hebrews, and I don't think anybody else really knows. But here's what it says, and I agree. Let your conversation be without covetousness. Let your conversation be without being jealous over anybody, what anybody else says, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. That's enough to be thankful for right there. And that is that he won't leave you. He will not leave you alone, no matter whether it looks like you got it or whether it looks like you do not have it. God will not leave you by yourself. God will provide. And I don't know how many of you have been in trouble and couldn't find your way out, no way in the world. Either you didn't have the money to take care of it, you couldn't take care of a bill, or something happened in the home. And by the way, even when something happens, even with the family, and you can't control it, I say to you, it's time to be thankful. In other words, just be thankful when there's something, and just be thankful when there is nothing. And I'm saying to you today, trust the Lord and be of good courage. serve, because he will not leave you alone. And the last scripture that I want to leave with you is Philippians, in the book of Philippians. Come with me to the book of Philippians. I am just so thankful to be able to be with a group of people who don't mind you using the scripture to back up what you're saying. Philippians chapter 4 and verses 11 and 12, I believe. This is what Paul said. Now listen to it, because it really requires you to think about it. Listen to what Paul said. Verse 11. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned. And if I could be where you are today, I would say, how many of you can say, I'm learning? Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. Verse 12, I know both how to be abased, in other words, and I know how to be abound. I know both how to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. In other words, what Paul is saying, I've been with a plenty and I've been with nothing. I have been in the place where I could eat whatever I wanted, and I've been to the place where I didn't have very much at all, and sometimes nothing. But in all of this, I learned how to just be thankful. So I want to say to you, my brothers and sisters, I urge you to just be thankful no matter what's going on, no matter how life goes with you. And life, by the way, can take a change on you in nothing flat. So I urge you to just be thankful. I'm going to pray for you right now, and I'm going to urge you to be thankful. Father, I thank you for working on the inward when he was stinking, and cleaned him up to the point to where he could be thankful with a lot and be thankful with nothing. To be thankful when things are good and to be thankful when things are not good. But God, I know you won't leave, and there ain't no doubt in my mind. So I'm thankful, and I will continue to be thankful. And I will say, as your servant did say, I will bless you at all times, and your praises shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Just be thankful. God bless you. This is a Thanksgiving weekend. Don't let nothing keep you from being thankful. God bless you, and the Lord keep you. We urge you, if you'd like, to come by our church at 37721 North 100 Street East in Sun Village, California, at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning, and somebody will be saying something good. I'm not always there because I'm preaching all over everywhere, but I urge you, if you would like to speak, hear a word, come by. I'd like for you to join me on every Thursday night at 8 o'clock on my daughter Angela Hearn's Facebook page at 8 o'clock. And we will have a word for you on just being thankful. God bless you. Lord keep you. See you next time.
Well, I want to thank you, Bishop, for bringing us that wonderful word from the Lord. I know you sometimes also have some speaking engagements around the city. Is there some you might want to tell us about? You have anything coming up?
Yes, I do. I will be at the Straightway Missionary Baptist Church in Mojave, California. And you can look it up. I don't know the exact name, but it's right in the Mojave, the Straight Way Missionary Baptist Church. And those services are at 11:30. So I'll be speaking there this Sunday. God bless you, Andy.
Okay, so it's 11:30 today at the Straight Way Missionary Baptist Church. My brothers and sisters, if you want to hear from Bishop Henry Hearns, check him out at the Straight Way Missionary Baptist Church. And if you can't make it there, make sure you always can come to the, well, you know you can always come to the Livingstone Cathedral of Worship. And service starts at 10 o'clock today. Thank you, Bishop, for bringing us that wonderful word from the Lord.
Amen.